to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Tessie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we are sisters-in-law. On this podcast, we love talking to women who are just like you. And I know what you're thinking. No, they're not. These women are doing extraordinary things, but I promise, so are you. We're just bringing it to light. We're shining a little light on the amazing things that everyday women are doing that are moving the world, moving the dial to better and more beautiful places. On Wednesday episodes that we call them our mini, we usually pick a topic and discuss that topic. It's typically just Leslie and myself going over what we see in the world and how we're reacting to it. But guys, this Sunday is Mother's Day, so we thought we would do a really fun Mama Bear Mini on Mother's Day.
Yes, I'm so excited about this mini. And it's interesting, isn't Mother's Day just sort of this fascinating beast all of its own? I mean, yes. I feel like so many people love it. So many people are disappointed by it. You know, we have all sorts of reactions to this day that is meant to honor moms. But we thought we'd do a little fun spin on it.
I know. And for you mamas whose mamas have passed, or, you know, just were not the mamas you needed at the time, like, just know that we are with you, but we're trying to bring just a little bit of joy, even understanding that Mother's Day is not, certainly not always joyful.
Right, exactly. But if you happen to be a mom or a godmother, a grandmother, an aunt, and you have kids in that sort of elementary school age, then you're likely going to be the recipient of some handmade love this week. Mm-hmm. And I always love, Tessie, when the kids bring home those Q&As, like the little question and answer sheets that their teachers help them fill out.
Yes.
Where they say things like, how old is your dad? And they say like 17 or, you know, like 103. I don't know. I always feel like they get to the core really quick. I know they always ask, you know, what's your mom's favorite thing to do? And I remember one of my kids said, run, like go for jogs, which I was like, oh, that's great. But mostly they say work. And I swear I don't work more than the average cat probably, but it's like my button. It's like, I worry that I work too much and somehow they sense this. And so it's always, my little cards are always just like, my mom loves to work.
Which is really funny because for the majority of their life, you were a stay-at-home mom.
I know, exactly. Exactly. So I always look forward to the handmaids at Mother's Day. How about you?
Me too. I remember one of the years soon after Tomas and Binam came home from Ethiopia, the teacher was clearly writing for Tomas because he didn't have great fine motor skills at the time, but every question, it didn't matter. Like, what's your mom the best at? And Tomas would answer, being cute. What does your mom do for a living? She's cute. Just every answer was something to deal with me being cute.
That's adorable.
And he spoke enough English to know more answers, but that was all that he related to
apparently,
with me.
So. Yeah. Just your adorableness, your cuteness. That's great. I know a couple of years ago, Eli
let's just take a quick pause and say, Eli is my godson, and every time you start a story with Eli, I know I'm going to love it. Not because he's my godson, but because he's so much like my husband.
Yes, this is true. Well, one year their class like kind of went above and beyond, and it wasn't just a sheet of paper, but it was like a whole paragraph of what do you love about your mom, accompanied by a picture, and then bound in a book.
Wow.
And these kids, every kid got a copy. So every kid's mom could see what their child was saying about the other moms, basically. Uh-huh. So I knew, you know, like Evie's mom was really great at making dinner. And, you know, Jania's mom, like, plays with her at the park, and Eli, his illustration of me was in bed. Like, he had drawn a picture of me in bed sleeping, like, complete with, like, the ceiling fan overhead. It was just me napping. And so all the moms, you know, got to see, like,
Geneva's mom's like, I need to make Leslie some dinner because she clearly can't get herself out of bed.
She can't even get out of bed. And, you know, the funny thing is like, I remember this because I had literally made homemade Pop-Tarts with this child, like, the week before. And, like, I tried to create all these great memories, and, you know, what sticks is that I apparently like to nap a lot. But I'm not complaining.
No, of course not.
It's always funny to hear what, you know, moms say around this time. And it is. It's amusing. Like, no matter what they write or what they say, like, it's their little voice that's the one that's answering. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter. We're going to be smitten. But these past Mother's Day gifts kind of had us thinking, right, Tessie? Like, yeah. What if we had some actual conversations with our kids?
I mean, we realized we never ask these kind of pointed questions. Of course, we ask them questions throughout the day, but when do we ever ask them questions that make them reflect on us as moms? So this year for Mother's Day, we asked our kids questions, which you will hear in today's episode. But, Mama Bears, we want to hear from you. In today's show notes on our website, MamaBearDaresPodcast.com, we have the questions we asked our kids posted. So we're encouraging all of you to sit down with your kids and ask these questions and record them. You don't need any high-tech equipment. There are plenty of free apps that will record audio. Download one of those and carve out some time to talk with your kids, and then send us the audio file. In a future Mama Bear Mini, we will include some of our favorites. And just a quick note, please don't send us video. We don't have the ability to take the video off and just do audio.
Yeah, and if you don't want it to go on the podcast, or if you don't want to do the audio, then feel free to send us a transcript and, you know, either just to share it with us or to allow us to share it with the larger community. But mostly, just have fun with your kids. It's so much fun to just ask them these questions, and whether they're baby bears or teenage bears, it is just great to sit down, look them in the eye, and take the time just to get to know each other a little bit.
It is so fun. We had so much fun, and I had so much fun listening to your your responses from my nephews and niece, Leslie. So do you want to introduce your babies a bit and tell us what it was like to record them?
Yeah, so we did this on a Friday night after school. We asked Oliver, who is 11, and Eli, who is 9, and Sentayu, who is 6. I asked them all the same questions, and they just delighted me in their response. It was actually, you know, just a really fun after-school activity. They kind of thought it was a treat to be recorded, and, you know, they were very serious about being interviewed, and I just love it. I didn't do it on Mother's Day, but it made my Mother's Day.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I just have to say, I had no idea until I listened to your kids' response that, like, my kids are basically Neanderthals. They just kind of grunted my way. And here's specifically Oliver. I can't wait for people to hear them. But Oliver was just he was excited and he was talking a lot. Yeah. It's so amazing. Let's listen to it. Should we listen to him?
They crave the spotlight. Let's do it. First, I need you to tell me your name and your age.
My name is Oliver Klipsch. I'm your son, and I'm 11.
Okay, that is true. So, Oliver, my first question for you is, what is your favorite thing to do with me?
I like it when you spend time with me and when we go out to coffee shops and we can work and you get me a Frappuccino.
That is fun. I love that, too.
My name is Eli Klipsch, and I am your son, and I am 9 years old.
Okay, what is your favorite thing to do with me?
Do something that has to do with baseball.
Well, I am Sentayu, and I'm 6, And I'm the mom's daughter, and...
Mm-hmm. So, what are some of the favorite things that we get to do together?
We get to do Mama Bear Dares podcast.
What is the Mama Bear Dares podcast?
Well, it's about mama bears that are nice to their kids.
Okay, thank you. So, Oliver, what is something that I've said to you that has helped you in the past?
Okay, you said that don't take it personally when people don't usually, tend to attract to people because you are in the field of communication arts and writing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wordsmithing. And that is okay if people don't usually, always strive to hang around you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not, the most popular type of things. Like, if someone plays sports, then usually had a flashy personality, then a lot of people are going to be attracted to them. That,
uh-huh.
But, in the field of writing, it's more you're putting words down on paper or typing on the computer. It's not really communicating voice to voice.
Okay,
you know?
Sure. All right, we celebrate the loners,
don't
we?
Does that make sense?
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Well, when I was in T-ball, you always said, I am a ball, but... just a billion times.
Keep your
and
eye
now,
on the ball.
I'm a kid's pitch, and I've already got, home runs and everything,
uh-huh.
So that really helped me.
Learning.
What kind of learning?
Reading.
Yeah?
Mama Bear Dares.
What do you learn about reading in Mama Bear Dares?
That the Mama Bears, the Mama, do a podcast.
Okay.
Testing.
Yep.
Testing you.
We do. That's right.
Leslie.
So, Oliver, how would you describe me?
I would describe you as driven. You always have a purpose, even though sometimes people might not see it. You always have an intent in mind of what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. Even though you're flexible also, which those two sometimes are hard to combine.
And is there anything about me that might surprise other people to know?
I can't really think of anything because I think everything that you've shared on this podcast is always so positive and everything about that is true.
A kind, loving lady that is not sporty and is a very, honest person that always tells the truth.
Oh, well, thank you. Is there something about me that you know that might surprise other people?
That you sometimes are actually a mama bear in the mad zone.
Oh,
because I never
that's
really
so
thought
nice.
You would do that when I was a baby. But sounds like it happens now, so.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your honesty.
I would describe you with kindness, polite, honesty, and braveness, and awesomeness, and good. And I have a hole in my sock.
Tell me who your best friend is.
My best friend is Miley, Zach, and Madeline.
And what
those are the three people that I like.
Okay, and what is it that you like about them?
I like when they're kindness, generosity, and nice.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And helpless. Help.
Helpful?
Yeah, helpful.
My best friend is Brody Brown. Shout out to Brody if she's listening to this.
What qualities do you like about Brody?
I like it because he's really, the only one who, clicks with me. He's smart. He's sarcastic. He's funny. He's nice.
My best friend is Milo Kelly.
Uh-huh. What do you like about Milo?
Well, he's just a nice friend, and we're both really like baseball. I mean, I mentioned that in almost every interview
today.
But we both really are sporty,
mm-hmm.
and we just get along because we live by each other, we go to the same school, we're in the same class, and we're just really related.
So, Oliver, you know I have a lot of girlfriends. What is it like for you to see me with my girlfriends?
You guys giggle a lot. And right now you're giggling to the podcast viewers. Right now she's giggling. You always seem really comfortable with each other, even if you're talking about, like, a deep subject, like spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not, like, always tense and on edge, like, oh, if I say this, will they still like me? Mm-hmm. Like, you're comfortable around them. Like, yeah. You can say what you want, and they respect you for who you are.
What does that mean for you?
Like, with me, I have to be myself around everybody, because it's like, if you found a really good friend, but you're trying to, but you're not acting like yourself, like, acting all, like, popular and, like, what everybody else is,
mm-hmm.
then it's really hard if you grow up, when you're growing up, then it's really hard to pretend to be someone else around them. Like, you, yeah. It gets really hard.
Yeah, you want to be your authentic self.
Yeah.
I kind of like it because I know all your friends are nice, and it's just, like, a very nice feeling that I know that my mom is having some fun, and while we're at it, I'm having some fun because someone of the friends have kids that are my friends, and we get to hang out, and it's just really fun.
It's fine.
What do I act like when I'm with my friends?
Nice. Kind.
Mm-hmm.
Generosity.
Cool. When is this
gonna be done? Oliver, you have a lot of aunts and grandmas in this life. That is a really cool thing. What do you like about having so many women who love you so much?
I really like it because they're different than some of the moms that are, like, quote-unquote modern moms. Like, they bring a new flavor into life.
Hmm.
And either it's flavor as in, like, mental, and they provide a strong role model, okay. Or it's flavor as in the buckets of ice cream they give me, which I love when I'm going to my grandma's house.
They spoil you a little bit. Yeah.
And, yeah, it kind of provides, like, an opportunity to get away from reality and kind of enter, like, a kind of, like, paradise almost, because it has all these different things.
You know what they say, paradise lies at the feet of a mother.
So, they say that?
Mm-hmm. Good cool. thing.
Yeah.
It is nice because that means I have, well, sometimes I have more cousins to play with,
mm-hmm.
and I have more family members, and I just like visiting them, and it gives us that means, like, you would literally, like, have a mom if you didn't have a grandma.
Yeah.
You
know?
So, you would just, like, yeah, I'm speechless.
Thank you.
Feel fun?
It feels fun? How come?
Because I like to play with them.
Yeah, what do you like to do?
I like to play games, mm-hmm. like hide and go seek, shout out, and statues and those little clay.
Okay. Oh, like chess?
Clay.
You
can make anything
oh,
with
them. Oh, okay. Like clay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that with your grandmas and aunts?
I don't do that, but I want to.
Oh.
You remember that time that we do have those?
Uh-huh.
We do have those.
Yeah. Okay. So do you think that someday you'll be an aunt?
I won't.
On this podcast, we talk about making ourselves to be the very best that we can be. How can I help you be the best that you can be?
We could collaborate more. I do really enjoy, like, sharing my works with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love the editing process.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we both, like, collaborate, and our minds kind of, like, merge together, because it's, like, I'll be finishing your sentences, you'll be finishing my sentences, and then it's, like, we're both, like, working together in one unified force.
Nice.
And it's a really cool feeling, and I really like it. So if we could do that more often.
That's a great idea. Oliver, I have an idea for collaboration.
What's that?
Will you make the music for this episode?
Yeah.
Yes!
Probably. Don't Doubt Me.
Oh, explain that.
So by Don't Doubt Me, I mean,
like, whatever I think, and just, like, don't try to change what I think.
Be nice, give me some food, train me to not bite.
Train me to not bite?
Have you been biting?
Yeah, I was biting every people, maybe.
Like, I can't bite. All right, well, we got some work to do, I guess.
Oliver, you might have heard on the podcast that we like to ask our guests to tell us what they're obsessed with, what they're really interested in at the moment of their interview. What are you obsessed with?
GarageBand. I've been writing all these, like, lyrics for songs, mm-hmm. and then working with, like, musical software and stuff, and that's probably what I'm obsessed with.
Baseball.
I knew it.
My iPad, you, the whole family. Bye!
Leslie, I mean, those are ridiculous. I think I texted you soon after and said simply, I cried 3 times because they just made me love my nephews and niece so much. There was more of the conversation as well that we had to cut just for time, but mm-hmm. I think we can all agree that Oliver is 100% your son.
Oh, and pray for him.
And Eli is 100% Klipsch, maybe specifically Zach, my husband's son.
I know, he is. He's so much like Zach.
He is. And Cinta is just, like, I could feel her light emanating. I hope they could hear her whisper, when is this going to be done?
I know. Yes. I mean, she's 6, and there's really nothing better than interviewing a 6-year-old.
That was one of my biggest takeaways. It made me so sad that none of my babies were of that age where they just said exactly. I mean, she claimed she bit people, yet she never has bitten a single person.
I know. She was literally saying, like, train me not to bite. You need to train me to, I bite everyone.
But then she said maybe. She said, I bite everybody, maybe. She wasn't convinced either.
I don't know. Yeah, it was fun. So I think everyone, again, would have so much fun. And I can't wait now to listen to my nephews and niece. So Tessie, do you want to hit play on yours?
Oh boy, here we go. What is your name, and how old are you?
Tristan, 13. My name is Tomas Klipsch, and I am 12 years old.
Teruku Klipsch, and I'm 10. I'm 11. I forgot how old I am.
Dela, and I'm 9.
9, and Bino.
You are Bino. What is your favorite thing to do with me?
Watch movies. At the movie theaters without the other kids?
Play basketball.
In the front?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that too.
Probably cook.
I know, I love when you cook with me, especially when we're cooking like our Ethiopian meals and we have to put on our onion goggles.
My favorite thing to do with you is probably, be with you without the brothers.
The just girls' time?
Yep.
Yeah.
Watch Harry Potter.
Watch Harry Potter, for sure. What is something I've said that has helped you in the past? A little bit of wisdom or...
How to kick a soccer ball.
To work hard and don't ever give up.
Oh, I love that, Tomas.
Treat people how you want to be treated.
Mm-hmm. You're really good at that. You know?
With the boys, you said, even though I treat them nicely, they might not do it to me, but I still should do it to them, because mm-hmm. it's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's hard, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Only like with, I think with the dogs.
How would you describe me?
Vegan. Fun.
Kind. Nice. Caring. happy. And playful.
Oh, thanks, Tomas.
Nice, loving, cooking, very, like, kind of sporty mom.
I'll take that.
Nice, kind, this is really easy, pretty, a great mom, is really good at giving advice to everyone, and I bet she would do anything for me.
That's true.
Nice.
Is there anything, like, our podcast listeners would be surprised to know about me since you know me so well?
They probably already know this, but you're not afraid to say anything.
That's a good one, Day. So on our podcast, we encourage other mama bears to live their best selves. How can I be a better mom for you? How can I support you better?
Play outside with us more.
Yeah.
No.
Tristan said I could let him play the Xbox more. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Maybe ask what we want to have for dinner.
That's good. I already know what you want. You want peanut butter noodles, don't you?
Like, if I come out with an outfit and I ask how it looks and you say yeah, but I say no, you should encourage me to still wear it.
Oh, okay. I like that. That's good to know.
I don't know.
Nothing? I'm the perfect mom?
Mm-hmm.
Bean! What about, like, let you eat cookies?
Yeah.
I could eat let you eat more cookies? What's your favorite thing to do?
Right now, probably play wiffle ball.
Yeah.
Play catch with Dad. And
when he's pitching and you're catching?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so fun to watch, too.
Play sports.
Specifically?
Soccer.
Yeah. You're like your mom like that.
Probably the favorite thing to do, probably play with Ian.
Little He's squish. So He's so cute. I get that. Who is your best friend?
Landon McKenzie.
Landon? Why do you like Landon?
Funny.
He's funny.
Riley.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it about him that makes him so great?
He sticks up for me and he's kind.
Yeah, he is.
Probably Zach Roos.
And what is it about Zach that makes him so great?
He's funny and he's like athletic. And he probably hangs out with me the most if we were in the same class.
And I've seen you guys play together. He's a really, like, kind friend, too, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My best friend is Kenna.
Kenna? What is it about Kenna that makes her so great?
Kenna is nice. She's loving. She's like you. And she, like, last time I went over to her house, we played this race with, like, these new cars that she got. They're really fun. And she's really supporting. Like, she cheered everybody on and everything. And I remember this from basketball. Like, even if we miss, she always supports us and say, good job, anyways. And, yeah.
I agree. That's why you two are a lot alike, huh? You're just like that, too. Alex, Caden, and Lincoln?
Yeah.
What do you love about them?
They're nice and I play with them a lot.
Yeah, they are nice. And they wrestle you, too.
Yeah.
And you love wrestling. What's it like seeing me with my friends?
I don't know. Same as you with Dad.
That's true.
Because I sometimes hear you laugh, so I want to know what you guys are talking about, but if I know what you're talking about, it's probably stuff that I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's true.
It's good because then I get,
because then I get to see how you get to be friends with people, and then I could maybe do better with my friends.
Oh, I love that day.
Fun?
Fun. You like, yeah. Do I act any differently around my friends?
Not really.
No. You have a lot of aunts and grandmas. So what do you like about having all of these women who love you so much?
Feel good. Yeah. They cook. It tastes good.
Yeah.
It feels like I have anybody, I could tell anybody what my feelings are. And
they'd be safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that too.
I don't like hugs. Too many kisses. And that's probably it.
But what do you like about it?
probably they're a lot kinder.
I like it because then, like, because I have four brothers at home. It's really nice. so I get some girl time whenever I'm with them. And, like, I don't, if I just had uncles instead, that would kind of suck because they don't know what girls like, and they would probably get me, probably, like, a football poster when I really want, like, a big purple poster instead of a football poster. So, it's really good because then they, like, if I list a girl thing, they know what it is mm-hmm. instead of, like, what's a purple poster? I'm just going to get a football thing. It's good.
Yeah, and they just, they always seem to know when you need a hug or a snuggle. And
instead, the boys are just like, let's just go watch some football.
Anything I want?
I thought so. All right, so name something that you're currently obsessed with.
Playing the Xbox.
Playing sports.
Baseball tournaments.
I love your baseball tournaments too. That's good.
I am obsessed with, I have actually two things. One, the Meghan Trainor song. Well, I actually have two Meghan Trainor songs. No, and I Feel Better When I'm Dancing. Because we had this test, I had a test today on space, and we had to list the moon phases. That was really hard. But
how did it go?
I think I got them all right.
Nice.
Because I put a pattern in my head. Mm-hmm. And you know, just saying that, like, I feel better when I'm dancing. Yeah, yeah. And, I got the song No in my head.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. And my second one is Reborn Baby Dolls.
You are obsessed with them.
Yeah, I am obsessed with them. I am waiting till mine in June, and that is in 2 months. I cannot wait. I'm really impatient right now. That's literally all I learned about.
I know.
Reborn Baby Dolls.
Chocolate and Gatorade.
And root beer. Yeah, I agree. I love you.
Love you.
I love you, Tomas. Thanks for doing this.
Love you, too.
I love you, Teriku. Thanks for doing this.
It's over already? This is short.
Was it? It wasn't so bad, right?
Nope.
You know, I tell you this all the time, but being a mom to you guys is like my favorite thing.
You told me that yesterday.
I did
tell you. And the day before.
It's true, but I love you.
I love you, too.
Thanks for doing this. Thanks, Bean. I love you so much.
You're welcome. I love you.
Thanks.
It is so hard to tell if I am just 120% biased, but, like, I had so much fun listening to my nephews and niece. I loved every second of this. I have to say that, you know, the last time I saw Tristan, I guess it's been a couple weeks, and at first I'm like, oh my God, his voice has totally changed. And then I realized, like, that child is sick. He needs a tissue. His poor allergies are terrible.
He's, you know, he's been fighting a sinus infection for a few weeks, but he's bearing with us. Yeah, he was the one that I was referring. He mostly just grunted, and I finally had to be like, can you please expand? So that was actually an expansion of what his original
Oh my goodness, were. Poor T-Man. But no, I loved everyone's responses. Just Bean's voice was so sweet. He's such a sweetie. And then I loved the response of Teriku and Tomas when you asked about his aunts and his grandmas and their grandmas. I loved that Tomas was totally on board with, you know, like being able to reach out to all of us and discuss feelings. And Teriku, I've actually in my mind been thinking like, okay, I'm going to high five. Like no yes. longer am I going to insist on hugs. And I know he doesn't like that physical touch, but it's so hard not to want to just wrap him up in your arm. So I thought that was great. And then of course, Dayla is just, she is so funny and so full of life. And I loved especially like how she really gave such a great answer about seeing you with your friends. Mm-hmm. And it made me, just for all of us, think about, gosh, the perspective of a daughter seeing her mom yeah. with her friends. I just loved hearing that.
I hope that listeners who are not related to us and who are maybe like, okay, those are fine. I mean, they're fine. But I hope they can take away a few of those nuggets because Oliver had some great responses too. And I think it's important that we ask, like, how can we support you better, you know, because there's room for improvement on our end, but also to hear that, like, hey, you're doing things right too, mamas. That's why you guys need to be asking your little baby bears or teenage bears, even if they grunt.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, our moms are going to love this episode.
Are you kidding
me? Like,
everyone
who knows us, like, this is going to be great. I don't know how the general listener is going to feel about this one, but thanks for indulging us if you've made it this far.
Yeah, you guys, it's our Mother's Day. We get to do what we want. Let's
That's
be real.
Right.
Leslie, what do you usually ask for on Mother's Day? Do you ask for gifts? Do you ask for a recited poem? What do you do?
Oddly, I don't ask for a recited poem. I saved that for Christmas. Usually, you know, gifts are not my love language.
Right?
It's not something that, you know, I like to get gifts, but I don't really care that much. And so often on Mother's Day, I'll tell Jake, you know, hey, I'm going to get a pedicure sometime this week. Mm-hmm. And he's totally fine with that. And I always like to just kind of be the dictator of the day. Like if I want to go to brunch, like let's go to brunch, or, you know, let's sit out on the porch. A lot of times I plant flowers on Mother's Day. But that's kind of how we roll. Mm-hmm. I remember Tessie, I think it was Mother's Day one year. Didn't you say your gift would be that Zach, anytime anyone said mom, they were immediately referred to dad.
Exactly. That is my gift. Yep. I'm the opposite of the dictator. On my birthday and on Mother's Day, I don't want to make a single decision. I want Zach to make the decision. And he's said, rightfully so, that this is maybe a little unfair because I do expect him to know exactly what I'd want to do as well. But, I mean, I don't want to go to the hardware store, so, you know, don't make me go to the hardware store. But he's phenomenal at this. I know it stresses him out, but he's so good at it. I don't want to make a decision. I make decisions for the family all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah. And if a kid asks me a question, your father would be happy to answer that for you on today, which is my day, is my standard response.
Yeah, that's great. I know we have another friend who, instead of, you know, making, I think this is really cool. Instead of making Mother's Day really about her, like she writes a note to each of her kids and says what she loves about being their mom. And that's a really fun tradition. So I love hearing what other people do. I love seeing all the pictures that'll come up on Facebook. And then also, you know, just I love the idea that we can think about people who aren't really celebrating Mother's Day, who grew up maybe without a mom or without the mom they needed, or who are struggling with infertility and want so badly to be a mom but just have not become a mother yet in the traditional sense. And so it's a great day, I think, just to put a spotlight on women and everything that we do, because we do a lot.
And, you know, we celebrate every kind of, in quotes, mom on our podcast, right? The moms who maybe don't have kids but love their four-legged animals. The moms who gardening and providing beautiful things and fruits and vegetables to their neighbor or whatever. Anything, anytime you care and nurture for another living thing, that makes you a mom, man. So we celebrate you. We're so excited you're listening and have become part of this community because it's a really rich and vibrant community and we love it.
All right. So as we said, we really are excited to hear from you. And we would ask you or invite you to send your audio file to us at mamabeardares@gmail.com. Make sure you include a note giving us permission to include any of the footage or information on a future podcast episode. But if you don't want to share it with everyone and just want to share it with us, that's great too. So just make a note of that in your email. We're excited to hear from your little baby bears and teenage bears and all the bears in between. Also, a shout out to MC Squared for providing the music today on the podcast. MC Squared is actually the rapper name of Oliver, who is 11 and obsessed with GarageBand. So truly, it makes my heart proud that, that his music will debut here on the podcast. So thanks for that.
It is so great. I'm his auntie, so I know I'm not completely impartial, but more so than you. And I think it's so awesome. And you guys, he did a little rap at the end of Leslie's questions, and we're going to include that at the very end of this podcast. So stick around for another minute and you can hear that rap, because we have discussed in previous episodes that you guys have rap battles at dinner, and I've been begging you to tape it. True. So I got a little snippet, baby.
That's right. Tessie, you want to give the mamas a dare today?
Yeah. So mamas, today we dare you to take a moment to just be really proud of the mom you are. We get it. It is so easy to focus on what we did wrong than all that we've done right. But this weekend is Mother's Day. Motherhood is a time to embrace all the things you do. And if you have your kids recite a poem, or if you don't make any decisions, or if you become a dictator on Mother's Day, it's all good. You get one day at the very least to just celebrate the good things that you're doing. Because even though you might listen to this podcast and think that you're not doing as much as you possibly could, if you are nurturing a relationship in the best way you know how, mamas, you're doing it right and you're making the world such a beautiful place. So we salute you and we thank you for tuning in and we dare you to embrace that part of you.
Yes, absolutely. As always, we want to thank Audible, our sponsor. Get your free audio download and 30-day free trial at www.audible.com/mamabeardares. And of course, Amazon. You'll find our banner ad on our website, so click that and then do your shopping. It costs you nothing, but we'll kick back a bit of spare change for the podcast.
That's right. And find us on social media, our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We ask questions of our community. We get feedback from our community. And it's also a good place to find the show notes and more information on our guests from our Monday episodes. And also, that's where you can give us feedback on this episode. What'd you love? Would you like Cinta to do an entire podcast episode? I mean, I get it, right? And write to us about your besties. We know you have mama bears in your life that inspire you with how they move through their lives, and we want to know them. You can also self-nominate after that little dare of ours. So mamabeardares@gmail.com. Send us their info.
That's right. We'll be back on Monday with an interview with a fabulous woman that you've never heard of. Have a great week, Mama Bears.
Have a great week. Happy Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day! That's right. Celebrate well.
I'm freestyling about Mama Dares. You can listen to this podcast on the top of the world, or who cares? Anywhere, anytime, have some fun. Now we're going to be crazy, pepping all the cultures like Shenyun. We're doing all this stuff, acting all silly. Now we're gonna be the best. There's nothing else that rhymes with silly. So I'm at loss for words, but I'm gonna be on the top of the world. Listen to this podcast, I'm shining like a pearl.